Warren Medical School graduates. That's sponsor Representative Stoltz. And then finally, Hospital 115 Airport Customer Facility Charges. Sponsor that is, sponsor is the House Labor and Commerce Committee. Is there anything to bring before the committee before we get started? Seeing none, Jim, if you want to come up and tell us about this House Bill 42.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Jim Van Horn. I'm on the staff of Representative Jim Elkins, who's sponsoring this bill. He is presently in the Resources Committee meeting. He asked that I come before you today. You have in the packet the sponsor statement, and you have also three letters from the Ketchikan Gateway Borough, the City of Ketchikan, and the City of Saxton. House Bill 42 will name the 3 miles of trail alongside the South Tongass Highway between Ketchikan and Saxman, Joe Williams Sr. Coastal Trail. Joe advocated for the construction of a trail because residents of these communities for many years without means of transportation commonly walked the 3 miles between towns alongside the road, oftentimes with tragic results. When the trail was completed, it quickly became a favorite walking and bicycling path used by visitors and locals alike. Set between the ocean and the highway, the Joe Williams Senior Coastal Trail is both scenic and historically important to the people of the area. This legislation will honor the memory of a highly respected member of the Native community in Southeast Alaska. Included in the committee packet are letters of support, as I stated earlier. Joe Williams Senior was mayor of Saxman for some 38 years, very active in Alaska Native Brotherhood, was one of the founding members of the Cape Fox Corporation. Is he put the seed in the mind of his son William K. Williams, who, as a member of his body, served here for 12 years, saw to the construction of the trail. So we will be honoring the memory of a respected Native leader, and also the 12 years that his son served this body. I am open for any questions.
Okay, thank you. Any questions?
Thanks, Matt.
Go ahead, Chairman.
I was going to ask the same question. Does Bill Williams support naming the trail for his father?
He will testify, and he's in the LIO office in Ketchikan right now.
Oh, fabulous.
He's on the list, yeah.
Along with his brother, Joe Williams.
Yeah, we had Joe Williams the third, Bill Williams, and E.B. Hicks, and Frank Saluto. All online to testify.
Mr. Chairman, I might add there's a zero fiscal note on this bill. The original estimate was between $1,500 and $2,000 for signs. DOT have said they can absorb that cost.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for your testimony. You may want to just stay there in case we do have some questions after we to go
Thank
online
you.
Here. Okay, let's go ahead and go to the Ketchikan LIO. We should have Joe Williams third. Joe, are you there?
Actually, I'd like to yield to my older brother, Bill.
Yeah. Okay.
I know the feeling.
All right.
Culturally, that's appropriate, so...
Okay. Well, if you want to do that, we're not so sure we want to hear from Bill anymore. We just got rid of him. No, I'm just joking. It'd be good to hear from Bill. Bill, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am, Mr. Chairman. Thank
All
you
right.
for hearing this bill. First up, you know, I'm so busy down here. I got a lot to do, and my wife's got the list long and wants me to get right back home to finish the project. But thank you, sir. And Jim had brought out a lot of it that my father has done. He can talk about the importance of having something done out there. He didn't visualize it as it is, but he was very concerned about the people walking to and from South Tongass, and talked to at that time Senator Ziegler and Representative Freeman. He was very concerned. He did a lot for the community of Ketchikan. He got up and talked for the community I remember this one